God. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, thank you for bringing your Bibles. Open your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 66. Isaiah chapter 66. How many know that faith changes things? How many know that if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, as our faith increases, things begin to change all around us? All of a sudden, we begin to see things in a different light than we did before. We begin to see things through the eyes of the Lord, not through the eyes of ourselves. And so one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about, in Romans chapter 5, I just want to go there and lead into where I'm going to build a foundation here. The Word of God says in Romans 5, verse number 1, it says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." You know, just as we are justified through faith, we're also going to be judged. Those that aren't justified by faith will be judged. God will judge the enemies of the church. And man, this battle that we're fighting now is not our battle. It's His battle, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. He's the judge, not you and I, and He'll take care of these things. But what He was showing me in Isaiah 66 is some of the things that is coming to this world in the light of judgment. Sometimes we want to stay on the one side of the thing, but we got to speak on both sides of it. There's the good and there's the bad. There's the good and there's the evil. There's the right and there's the wrong. Amen. And I want to begin in Isaiah 66 to read with verse number 15. The Word of God says, "For behold, the Lord will come with fire and with His chariots like a whirlwind to render His anger with fury and His rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by His sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree, in the midst eating swine's flesh, and the abomination in the mouse shall be consumed together, saith the Lord." But here's where I want to focus your attention for the message this morning. Verse number 18. He says, "For I know their works and their thoughts, and it shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory." The title of this morning's message is a question: justified or judged? And the three things I want to share with you today is God's greatness, God's grace, and God's glory. Let's bow our heads and let us ask the blessing upon the preaching and teaching of His Word. Father, we're so grateful for Your Word. And Lord, we're grateful that You sent this Word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered in the sanctuary, Father God. Those that are gathered on the website and those that are gathered on Facebook, Father God. May You be glorified and magnified through everything that comes out of this pastor's mouth. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer. Father, if there's any that do not know You to be their Lord and their Savior, may this be the day of their salvation. For those that have drifted away from You, Lord Jesus, may this be the day of their return. And for the entire body, now, Father God, may we be glorified and edified in You. And we'll never cease to give You praise and glory for all You've done in the past, what You're doing now, and everything You have for our future. And we'll never cease to give You all the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, one of the things that we start with is God's greatness. Man, we serve a great God. We sing that song. Sometimes we sing worship songs, "How great Thou art." Then sings my soul. Amen. But we have to put the heart in that. We have to believe even what we're singing. You know, the presence of God fills the atmosphere, not because we're singing the same song, but because we're believing what we're singing. Amen. And as we're believing and singing in one accord, He fills the atmosphere with His presence. He said, where two or more are gathered in my name, I am there to be found in the midst. And I love what the prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 29, verse number 11. That the Lord says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts for good and not for evil. Thoughts to give you a hope and expect it in. Amen. So because of God's greatness, I was reminded in 1 Samuel chapter 2, 1 Samuel chapter 2, we have the prayer in the song of Hannah. In the psalmist, in the Psalms, we find songs of praise and prayers that are being offered up. And this is a song of a prayer and a song from Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. The word of God says, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies. Because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Then talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Amen. God's looking upon the heart of each and every one of us. You know, and as when I was looking at that, that Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 16, you know, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom with all you're getting, get understanding, is what the Solomon said. But God weighs the spirits, and he's not weighing in you the Holy Spirit, he's weighing in you the spirit of man. We're made up of body, mind, soul, and spirit. Okay, so he says in Proverbs 16, verse number 1, the preparations of the heart and man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. You know, we always talk about it where Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. That we serve a great and mighty God that's able to do exceedingly above what everything we ask or we even think. Amen. I'm trying to get ahead of myself here. That's what I'm teaching on Wednesday night. But the word of God says in Daniel chapter 2, the prophet Daniel said in Daniel chapter 2, verse number 19. Daniel is thanking the Lord for answered prayer. How many in here has God answered prayer for? Come on. Come on. Let me see your hand. How many has God answered prayer for? How many is looking for the Lord for something right now? Come on. You're looking for the Lord for something. And God says, if I've answered you before, what makes you think that I won't answer you again? Faith being the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. Just like that peanut in James's hand. Amen. You saw it, and then you didn't see it. You never see it again. But by faith, you got to believe there was a peanut there. Amen. Amen. You got to see it, right? Amen. I don't know where that'll go, but the word of God says this, and Daniel's prayer, verse number 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings, and he setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that are not are no understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Amen. In other words, the Lord shines his light on every bit of darkness. Amen. There's no darkness hid with him. When God comes into the room, darkness flees. Amen. So first, I was looking at that, and I was thankful for God being justified by faith. Amen. Because of God's greatness. But not only by his greatness, but by God's grace. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for the unmerited favor of God. I'm so grateful that I didn't deserve the salvation before, and I don't deserve it now, but God was faithful. Amen. He says in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace we are saved by through faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. In other words, there was nothing I could do to earn it. There was nothing I could do to deserve it. But by merit and unmerited favor and grace, God poured out his love on you and I. Amen. And when I was looking at this grace and being justified, the Apostle Paul says to his student Titus in Titus chapter 3, verse number 7, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Amen. Amen. So first, we're justified by grace, God's grace, God's amazing grace. I was reminded in Romans chapter 3, verse number 23. And this is to everyone in the room and everyone that's listening. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You have sinned, I have sinned, we all have sinned. But then he says in verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. And on Christ alone, Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Everything that I have in the kingdom of God is because I trust the Lord and trust Jesus Christ for it all. He says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. I'm thankful for God for his amazing grace. Amen. You know, God's going to pour out his grace in the neighborhood, in the community. He's going to pour out his grace in this world. But there's a judgment day that's coming and is near. And God wants us to be ready for that day. Amen. This is our time to get things right with the Lord. Amen. Amen. So to bring a little understanding on Romans 3, turn your page to Romans chapter 5, verse 15, where the apostle gives a little explanation of sin, and he shows us how it's paid for. In verse 15, he says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. The sin is the offense. For if through the offense of one, who sinned? Adam. From the offense of one, many are dead. Much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, have abounded unto many. Amen. Amen. You know, when the prophet Isaiah was talking about the abominations and the prophet in Isaiah 66 that were taking place, they were eating pig's flesh and they were eating mouse and they were worshiping this world. They are worshiping things of this world. And this nation is in trouble because we're one spoiled nation. Amen. We're one spoiled nation. Like God wants to get this nation's attention. Amen. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. He is God, and he is God alone. There is no other way to make it to heaven but through your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. Jesus said he's the way, he is the truth, and he is the life, and no man can come to the Father but by the Son. And as we abide in him, and his word abides in us. It's not just about asking Jesus into my heart. It's about abiding in him and letting his word abide in me. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Because one man's sin, sickness and death came into the world, and by one man's death, life came to each and every one of us. Amen. Just like James was talking about doubting Thomas, Thomas said, unless I see the nail prints in his hand, thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. And then Jesus appeared before Thomas and said, Thomas, my hands and my side. And Thomas said, my Lord, my God. But Jesus said, Thomas, you have seen and believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And who that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Amen. God wants you to know who you are. Look at the one next to you. You're telling that one next to you, you're a child of God. You're anointed. You're appointed for a time such as now. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God's going to go away. You know, we're talking about some things. We're talking about going into the enemy's camp and taking back what the enemy has stolen for us. And if we're going to go to the enemy's camp, we can't wait for the enemy to come to us. I believe so many times the church is waiting for the enemy to come. Amen. I don't think we should wait anymore. We need to get on the offense. We need to begin taking back some things. How many have family members and loved ones that aren't serving the Lord, that are caught up in the things of this world, that are caught up in bondage, that are caught up in sickness, that are caught up in prison? Amen. Start declaring and proclaiming the word of God over them. Speak the word of God over them in the airwaves. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. Don't speak to the situation they're in. Speak. Get a vision for their life and start focusing on the vision and start speaking life in the abundance thereof and watch and see things turn around. You know, every time we talk negative about our family members and loved ones, we beckon demons and devils to come. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the Bible says without vision the people perish. Why? Because they're talking about death. If you talk about death, you know what's going to come? Amen. I think God's saying to you and I, it's time for the church to wake up. Amen. It's time for us to come out of our slumber. It's time for us to come out of our sleep. It's time for us to take back this world. I don't care who's sitting at this president. I don't care who's the vice president. I don't care who the governor is. It doesn't matter to me. I serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. Nowhere in the Bible says that we're going to have righteous people ruling in this world. It doesn't matter. We serve the righteous one, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Hallelujah. 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 This is the Holy Ghost pepper rally. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we do some, can we get excited about Jesus a little bit? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't say come to me with my church. Come. Excuse me. We're having a funeral. We could use one more. We're celebrating life. Yes. We're celebrating joy. Yes. Joy unspeakable in the fullness of glory. Yes. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but he has made me glad. Yes. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Come on. Can somebody get happy in the house? Yes. Can we get happy in the house? Yes. Can we get happy in the house? Can we get happy in the house? Hey, give us what? Yeah, if we're going to reach this community, we're going to reach this world for the kingdom of God, there's got to be some joy going on. There's got to be some happiness going on. I know we're facing all kinds of things. Don't believe me. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of how many? How many? How many? Whatever you're facing, say, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when he said it, it has to happen because he's God. Hallelujah. Hey, no, praise God in Ephesians chapter 1. You know, last week after I preached, I couldn't talk for 2 days. You remember, pray for me. And Jackie says, well, I didn't speak loud enough. No, she didn't. Forgive me, Lord, for our sin. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 10, the Apostle Paul reminds you and I that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Amen. The trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and those that are alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air to ever be with the Lord. So rather it's by life or rather it's by death, we move from life to life. Hallelujah. And if the enemy's going to take me out for the kingdom of Satan, for the kingdom of God's sake, great is my reward. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm more concerned about eternity than this 100 years or so on this earth. Amen. Amen. So in this, he says, God's greatness, God's amazing grace, but thirdly, God's glory. Amen. In 1 Kings chapter 8, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse number 11. We'll start with 10. The word of God said this. It says, and it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of the Lord so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. And the Lord was reminding me about something. And he reminds me that no man has seen God. And even when he appeared in all, he appeared in the cloud because the cloud covered the glory because this body could not handle the glory of God. And the Bible says this corruptible will put on incorruption and this mortal will put on immortality. So it swallowed up. And then we can behold God's glory because we've been given a glorious body that can stand the glory of God. Amen. So when his presence came in, even there, they couldn't stand the minister, but there was a cloud that came because when I'm looking at the glory of God, I'm looking at the brightness of God. It's so bright that these eyes, it would totally blind you. Amen. It would blind your eyes. It would burn your eyes out to see the glory of the Lord. Amen. And I was reminded even in Acts chapter 7, here's Stephen. Stephen's getting ready to be stoned with rocks, not with marijuana. Let me go ahead and use this as an opportunity to speak about something right now in the name of Jesus. In the state of Virginia, they're getting ready to legalize marijuana, and marijuana is not good for you. It messes up your head. It makes you open to other sins that are in this world. So just because they're legalizing marijuana, that doesn't mean that we're saying, okay, let's go get high. Let's get stoned, and we're going to have a stony time serving the kingdom of God, okay? He says, just like with alcohol, don't drink to excess. So this marijuana... I'm saying, thou shalt not drink alcohol and thou shalt not smoke marijuana. What does the devil do? How does the devil get your attention? It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. He comes in little by little. Oh, this is legal. I'm just going to get high. And all of a sudden I get high, and all of a sudden there's a woman that walks in the room, and all of a sudden because I'm stoned, she starts looking better than I start looking a little bit more. Amen. Come on, come on. My resistors are down. My resistors aren't resisted any longer. And I'm giving in to the temptation because my mind is altered by marijuana. Or by LSD, or by cocaine, or by meth, or whatever it is. None of it's good for you. Amen? Because it messes up your defenses. Amen? And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for pulling down strongholds. And this is a stronghold. THC is a stronghold. Hello? Wait a minute. Well, let me use you. I'm going to use this as an example. I guess I'm supposed to do this. I started in high school smoking marijuana. Okay? I'd go get high. And when I was in high school and I was smoking marijuana, and all of a sudden with some guys, and we're all hippies. We got long hair, we got the bell bottoms, we got that thing going on. And then we're smoking marijuana, and then somebody had LSD. Well, my defenses was down with marijuana, I was hanging LSD. So then I began tripping. Okay, I started doing LSD. And then I started to do crystal meth and dream. Amen? Because I want to stay up and party. And the other stuff wasn't keeping me awake. So I started doing that. But my sinuses didn't like that. Then I began to do cocaine. And I'm just showing you how one thing leads to another. Wait a minute. And then when I was doing cocaine, I was doing so much cocaine, I was burning up my membranes and my sinuses. So then I began to smoke crack. And I had a $3,000 a week crack habit. Okay? Amen. I was totally bound till Jesus came in and set me free. Amen. Amen. But why I'm saying this, it's the little foxes. It's those things where the enemy starts, well, this is no harm. This is legal. Let me do this. But it's going to alter your mind and open you up to other things. I'll just say it like this. Warning, warning, warning. I was reminded of, there was an old TV show, Lost in Space with the robot. Okay, that's probably before a lot of your time. Yesterday, just to show you how old I am, yesterday I was in the park. When I finished running, I came up to the guy, and the guy had the high-top Converses on, young man. And I said, man, hey, man, I love them shoes. I wore them 50 years ago. But now they're coming back, right? Amen. So, but Stephen, I got to get back to Stephen. I think I got off because he is being stoned, right? Hey, wait a minute. You know that wasn't a rabbit trail? Do you know that was the Holy Spirit giving us warning about the things that are coming to this world? Don't you know that God loves you? And he has plans for you? And his plans for you are for good? Plans that you're not for evil? Amen? And the adversary is going to use these things to try to steal you away from the Lord. Amen. God just wants you to know how much he loves them. And if your child was playing with matches, you wouldn't just say, if your little baby was playing with matches, you wouldn't say, well, let them learn their lesson. What would you as a mom or dad do? I have a story also, and poor mom and dad, they had 9 kids. I remember we were living in Kentland, Maryland, and me and my brother had found cigarettes, and there was hedges, and it was in the fall, and there was hedges around the fence. It was all around the hedges of the house in Kentland, Maryland. And my brother and I were being sneaky, and we went into the hedges to smoke cigarettes, and we caught them on fire. And we burned the hedges down. Daddy was at work and whatever. So we ran away from home because my dad was spare the rod, spoil the child. So we ran away from home, and then it got dark and somebody called and dad came and got us, and we still got a spanking, didn't matter. Amen. But one of the things was speaking to my heart about here is, but with Stephen being full of the Holy Ghost, he looked steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Stephen was given a heavenly vision right there. And the Word of God tells you and I in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, about you and I, and verse 18. We're talking about God's glory. He says, but we all with open face, in verse 18, behold as in a glass or in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. How many know that the adversary wants to taint that picture? We were created in God's image. Sin has distorted the image, and God is transforming us back to their original image, because each and every one of us was created in his image, and his image does not have sin. Amen? Amen? So as we're being transformed into his image, he takes us from glory to glory. And I love this scripture in Isaiah, and this in closing today. The Word of God says in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. This is saying to you and I, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. For darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But his light shall be shine upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. God is saying to us today, along with God's greatness, along with God's grace, along with God's glory, we have the most precious thing is God's gift. You know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful, Lord, that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered here. Father, as we talked about your greatness and your amazing grace and your glory and your goodness, Father God, now we're talking about the gift. That whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you're here today and you do not know Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior, or maybe one time you knew him and you're not in the place you once were and you've sensed the Lord calling you back today, would you slip up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. Is there anyone at all? I need Jesus. Yeah, see your hand. Don't be afraid. It's between you, me, and God. I see that hand. You may put it down. Is there another here today? But Pastor, I feel the Lord working on my heart. I need to surrender. Is that you? I see that hand. You may put it down. I see that hand. You may put it down. Hallelujah. Don't walk away from what God has. Don't worry about what you have to give up. Consider what you're going to receive. Because we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength, but we need Christ to get the strength. Is there anyone else? Just pausing for one more moment. Pastor, I need Jesus. I want to surrender my life to him today. Father, I thank you, Father God, that you're the searcher of every heart and every life. I said I wasn't going to call you out, so I'm not going to do that. So will everybody please stand? Holy Spirit said, I can't say one thing and do another. Listen to me. Man looks at the outward appearance. God looks upon the heart. Rather you raised your hand or you didn't. If you say this prayer and you mean it with your heart, God will come into your life as your Lord and Savior. And he says to you and I in Matthew 11:7, he says, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your Father in heaven give good things to them that ask him. So may we say this prayer together as corporate prayer. And if you would like to invite him into your heart and life, just repeat after me. Say, dear Jesus, come into my life as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge that you died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You paid the penalty for my sins. You purchased me a place in heaven. Father, please forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and making me whole. Now, Father, I ask you, take residence within me. My body is your temple. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me and making me whole. In Jesus' name. Father, I'm so grateful for every man and woman that's in the room. You talk to us today about your greatness, your amazing grace, your glory and your gifts. Father, I pray for every man and woman in this congregation that you stir up gifts amongst them, Father God. That you activate gifts, Father God. May they recognize and realize that what you've imparted into each and every one is needed by someone else. That we need one another, Father God. We need you first, but we need each other, Father God. And that everyone has value. And God wants you to know today that you have great value and you have great worth. No matter what anyone has said to you, no matter what anyone has done to you, I count you valuable, says the Lord. I see you with great value and great worth. And I've called you to do things that I can only use you to do. Will you answer the call? Will you trust me with all? Just follow what I ask you to do. I'll continue to speak to you and I'll show you things that you never saw before. Continue to open up my word more and more. Thank you, Jesus, for every last thing that you're doing, Father God. We send your word out today, Father God. We speak blessings upon each and every one. May your face shine upon them. May your glory rise in and through them.